Located on the crystal blue waters of Lake Huron lies Mackinac Island. She is tucked in between Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Indulge me as I share all the ins and outs of the place that stole my heart. This is Totally Mackinac Island. Hello and welcome to Totally Mackinac Island. I am your host, Heather. First and foremost, before I get into this, I need to do an apology. I, last week, with Dominic from the Parks Department, somebody was so nice and reached out on Instagram, and I'm so glad they did. When I had put the notes in the show notes and about the notes, I misspelled his name, and it was embarrassing that I did that. So I'm able to go in there, I corrected it. Many apologies for that. I did not mean for that to happen. And thank you for the person reaching out to let me know. I always am appreciative if I do something like that because I don't want to do anything like that. I'm so grateful for Dominic taking the time out. I had some stupid stuff happen with some medicine and I was a little bit lightheaded and loopy last week. So I think that was just adding to the fuel of the fire. But whatever. I was so grateful that I was walking with Mackenzie when I got to meet Dominic and that this all worked out for us to meet and talk. And we're going to have two more episodes. We'll see if there's any more before the season gets started, but I'm grateful for that. But in the meantime, one thing that I know so many of us love to do when we go to Mackinac is shopping. And I try to see about getting different shop owners on here to explain their backstory. This is a huge request from a lot of you because you want to hear how they got started, what they have, even their history of everything, if they live the year round. And believe me, I love to find out as much as you do. So I was actually introduced to Threads of Mackinac a few years ago before I even started the podcast. And they have been so gracious and allowing me to come in there and see the store, get some items. And I have to say it exceeds my expectations when I get some of the stuff from that place. But then meeting Micah from there, as you're going to learn about him today on the show, has just made it that much better as well too. So I'm very excited for you guys to learn all about Micah and Threads of Mackinac, how it came to be, and I definitely am grateful that he got to come on here so you guys can look forward to shopping when you go there on your next visit. So without further ado, here we have Micah from Threads of Mackinac.
All right, everyone. Today we're going to welcome Micah to the podcast, and we'll go into Micah, what he does exactly on the island in a moment, but as we all know, I always like to ask people when they come on, what is your Mackinac Island origin story?
Yeah, wow, that's a good one. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on today. I'm really excited to be included. Big fan of what you're doing. My origin story of Mackinac really goes back to my childhood. My great aunt Evelyn had a house in Bel Air, Michigan, and we would spend a couple weeks every summer. I mean, as a kid in Michigan, I mean, it was just the most fun, fishing and going on a boat and swimming. We're a big water family, so we love being in the water and around water. So spending our, you know, kind of some of our summers up in Bel Air, Michigan. And my mother was always really infatuated with Mackinac Island. And, you know, I'll be honest, you know, as a kid, getting off the lake is really tough. And It wasn't my most favorite experience going up to Mackinac because I love being in the water. I'm a Pisces. I was a competitive swimmer. But my mother was so enchanted with it. And she always told us, when both of you graduate high school, I'm going to work up there in the summer. And, you know, she's a school teacher, so she had the summers off. And, you know, when I graduated high school, she immediately was like, I'm going to Mackinac in the summer. And I'm taking my sister Liz with her. And they just really fell in love with the Mackinac community. And that's kind of how it all started and how our family, you know, became enamored with the island as well. So it really started with my mom. She really is a big dreamer. She is very warm, amazing hospitality. And she just thought the island was one of the most special places in the world. So that's kind of how it all started. a little bit. And I will say the times we went up as kids, it was always really cold too. And it was not, you know, rain.
Yes.
Open, you know, some of those days in May and June, you get that rain. So, but yeah, that was my first experience being on Mackinac Island with my mom. I remember I was kind of trying to go back to memories, you know, reading through your questions, and I remember getting a hot dog right across from the Windermere at Windermere Point.
Mm-hmm.
Riding around the island, going through the shops, all the things that you do when you're on Mackinac. And so just amazing, amazing warm memories from being there, you know, in my teens, you know, 11, 12, 13 years old. So that's kind of my story.
I really love that your mom did that. That's incredible, you know? And how long did she do that for?
She worked on the island for, I want to say, 20 some years. So she worked for, I'm not sure if you remember, Dick Wolfgang, who had a beautiful watercolor shop. Right next door, right across the street from Lucky Bean, and he had watercolors, he did posters, and what is now, I think, the Mackinac Gallery, that mm-hmm. I think got purchased by the Wares, the Mission Point family.
Oh. And
so, that was there. She worked for Dick and Helen, who coincidentally, Dick and Helen, are the parents of Nancy Chambers, who married Brad Chambers of Carriage Tours. Welcome to Mackinac Island, where everyone is related. And so that's kind of how that started. So she started to work for Dick Wolfgang. And then when he closed his studio, she went to work for Mackinac Island Carriage Tours. So she worked for Brad Chambers at Mackinac Island Carriage Tours for, I think, 14 or 15 years. So, we just have a lot of awesome memories, you know, graduating from college, I went up to see my mom in Mackinac and mm-hmm. celebrated her week. So just awesome places to celebrate. My sister also got married on Mackinac Island. And at Windermere, we did the rehearsal dinner at one of our favorite restaurants, the Chamber Zone as well, which is escaping my mind. Oh gosh, right next door to the ticket office on Mackinac.
Millie's on Main?
Millie's, yes.
Uh-huh.
Millie's on Main.
Uh-huh.
Great turkey burger, by the way. Our family has had just so many amazing, special, serendipitous, beautiful connections to the island, and so it's a special place for all of us.
It sounds like it. That's really, really, it kind of sounds like a Hallmark movie, you know?
Yeah,
like,
right?
They come in and they experience it, and then they decide to come back, and then maybe they meet somebody that's, you know, but a well-made one, you know.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's funny, they just did and we'll get to this in a second, I'm sure, because I saw your awesome questions, but they just did a Hallmark movie of the Biltmore in Asheville. And I was like, how they haven't done a Hallmark movie on Mackinac yet is beyond me. I don't understand it. It would be difficult. It would have some...
Yeah, it would. It would. Which, by the way, I love Asheville. It's one of my favorite places. I haven't been there since I was a senior in high school, which is a hot minute ago. But we stayed near there, and it was so incredible because we went to Chimney Rock. And went and hiked up there. And so when people ask me sometimes where to go, aside from Mackinac, I say go to Asheville, North Carolina. Because, and for people listening, you know, I know this is about Mackinac, but Asheville is another fantastic place to go. I love it there so much. Yes, it's beautiful.
Open invitation anytime. Please let me know when you're coming.
100%. Neil and I were looking, we were very heavily looking at cabins one time and thinking, let's go. It's not a bad drive for us either. And I love North Carolina. So let's share with the listener what shop that you are part of on the island.
Sure. Yeah. I own Threads of Mackinac. We opened in 2019. We've been on the island for, I want to say we're going on our fifth or sixth year. We're right there on Main Street. Love being on Main Street. Yeah.
Yes, I bet. I know. Wow, you opened right before everything happened with COVID.
Yeah, that was a wild couple years. It was funny. I remember kind of getting done with 2019 and you know, closing the door on October 31st and being like, wow, well, that was, you know, a really amazing learning experience. I learned more than I ever thought I would. It was much more difficult than I ever thought it would be. And I was like, 2020 is going to be our year. And then March 13th happened, and I'll never forget that day. And I was like, oh, our whole world is changing. But yeah, so yeah we were over on Astor Street in a cute little house. A lot of people, if you've not been to it, right across from the Mustang and Yankee Rebel, one of our other restaurants that we love going to. We were in that spot for a couple of years, and it served an amazing purpose. And if anybody ever came to the store, you know, we'd have to tell everyone, you know, thanks for coming to Threads of Mackinac. Watch your step. Our floor has a lot of character. And we said that as a greeting, but also truly because we were worried people were going to fall because the ground was pushing up the floor, and it was literally like walking on sand or down a sand dune. And so it was really, we had no back room, we had no restroom. It was a one room store and was, you know, amazing and fun and gave so much character to our brand. But it was incredibly hard to operate because we had no storage at all. So it was challenging, but amazing. And I have a lot of love, and I do miss that spot a lot. So, yeah.
I get it. It is such a cute little house, and nothing's gone in there since then.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think they have plans to. And, I think it's just hard to operate anything in there. I mean, I think, you know, when we found our new spot, we were like, we really hope this becomes something, but we also just know the challenges of doing it. And, you know, for people listening, I mean, we had to have in our headquarters, our screen printing headquarters and our operational headquarters in Cincinnati, which is home to us, we had racks of, if you ever came into our office downtown Cincinnati, we had racks of all the Mackinac Island merchandise. We had 15 different racks of all of our different designs and different sizes so that we could send up things via UPS at any given moment. So operationally, it was very complicated. But again, you know, when you go and travel and you find somewhere magical like Mackinac, and you find our first location, which was just so quaint and cool and funky and just like embodied Mackinac in like the most terrible retail store in America. I mean, we would laugh that it was probably one of the worst. Like, there were probably better retail stores, like, overseas compared to that store, but it embodied Mackinac and embodied all the flaws and all the beauty and all the quirkiness of, like, what we feel like Mackinac is. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right about the floor, because even before you guys were there, I remember going in there when there were the other things in there, and that floor.
Yeah.
And they always would tell you, but I swear, you know, no matter how many times somebody tells you, you could dip and down with it. But you made it work, which is great. So, so how did this business come to be?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a creative family. My mother is, you know, a school teacher and a violinist and a creative. And my dad, is a really creative person. He's a potter. He's a ceramicist. The arts have always been in our lives. I went to school for opera singing and directing.
Oh, wow.
I lived overseas and sang, and it was an incredible journey. And in my work, I own a public relations and creative storytelling agency. I was always looking for like something else to do, something else with like the creative side that I hadn't tapped yet. I just felt like there was something there, something I hadn't tapped yet. And I always also said that, like, you know, if you can make it on Mackinac, you can make it anywhere. There is kind of that vibe because it is so complicated doing business up there, just getting packages. Again, in our first store, we had no back room. And also just the season is so short. So it's really jam-packed. You know, Mackinac Island gets a million visitors in. Mm-hmm. No one really comes to Mackinac in May. So I mean, just call it 5 months. I mean, it's very small you know, but so you have a million people in basically 6 months. So it's just so the energy and the beauty just comes alive in such a really unique way, I think, from a destination. Mm-hmm. Looking at it from that perspective. And I just felt like, you know, I started to notice when I was traveling for work and for pleasure, whether it was Laguna Beach or Newport Beach or Petoskey or whatever, I just felt that a lot of the tourist t-shirt shops didn't have like original design. And I felt like that was such a missing opportunity and such a great opportunity for us, because we have so many connections to creative people, retail designers, graphic designers, environmental designers, and I thought, could this be a thing? And why not test it out on Mackinac, where, you know, the rent wasn't very big in that spot. That's not the case now. But the rent was reasonable. Our family could enjoy the experience. And if we just lasted a year and we tried it and we said we would be able to walk away not too exhausted and walk away in a good mood, maybe we'll do it another year. And that was really the whole premise of it. Like, let's test it out. Let's see if it's something that we enjoy doing and that, you know, customers and guests and travelers would respond to. And that's kind of how it all came to be, about taking that tried and true formula for a tourist t-shirt shop, but giving it a more modern spin. So, you know,
I like
hospitality component, saying hello to everybody. I know, you know, we really take a lot of time on our greetings and getting to know our customers. Doing the screen printing ourselves, you know, a lot of other tourist t-shirt shops, they actually get all of their designs for free, and they print them overseas, and then they ship them. So they're not involved in the design process at all. So like, I was just looking at every aspect of what the past perceptions of a t-shirt shop was, and I try to figure out how can we refocus it for a more modern audience, and an audience who really values quality design and quality threads. So that's really how it all came to be and how it all formulated. And my friends thought I was bonkers. They were like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm just gonna give it a try. And I've always kind of had that. And I think it comes from my parents being creative and my mother being very, very creative and just a great problem solver. And she's like, just try it. Just go out there and try it and see what happens. So that's kind of how it all started, the first idea. And then we had to find a retail space on Mackinac, which, as everyone knows, I mean, you know, Mackinac is 84% a state park and there's only one commercial district. So it took us 2 or 3 years to find a spot. So it took a second. To kind of get it all together.
I'm sure. Yeah, because in just the years that I've gone there, just to see the different things change over the years, but a lot of them don't. Like, they really tend to stay for quite a while. It's very rare. And you might see something, and then just like how you guys were able to move, and then you might see another shop move, and then it might be that there's a vacancy somewhere else. But yeah, I'm sure that was difficult. But that's such a great point about having some place that you find items there that are personally made, not only, but for the island, made by people that love the island, because that's something that I know I love to bring back from when I go up there, when I grab something. You know, it's always something a little bit more like, no, this isn't something you're going to find someplace else. That's how I like to get it for me, you know? So I think that makes a lot of sense for sure. And then, you know, you mentioned the other store before where you were at. So can you share with the listener about the new location where you are now?
Yeah, we're so excited to have our new location on Main Street. I mean, I think anyone who owns a shop anywhere in the country wants to be on the main drag. I mean, that's where you're going to get the most foot traffic. You're going to be able to see and connect with people. And, you know, again, we have so many people come back year after year who want the new thing, the new design. And so we're super excited about our new store. We have beautiful windows. We've got, we have storage. I know that doesn't mean anything to the guest and customer coming in, but the fact that we have storage is incredible. And so, yeah, we just really, and we're really pumped, just renovated it a little bit. So there'll be a fresh, some freshness coming in. So everyone will be able to see some freshness for the 2024 year. And by the way, where did the year go? I can't believe we're almost in March. I don't even understand where January went. So yeah, it's a beautiful shop. It's around 2,000 square feet. And we take a lot of pride in our presentation, our greeting, our hospitality, and connecting with people. So we really look at that whole guest experience as, you know, a you know, as paramount to our proposition as a brand.
I think too, if the listeners are not aware, the store is also really nice and long, and so the way you've displayed everything in there really allows you to flow in the store nicely, and you don't feel overwhelmed when you're walking through there, which I really like, because I feel you can see things much better that way, and really kind of, it stays with you a little bit better. So I can understand why this works better for you, truly. I mean, you did a great job with what you had to work with before, but for the amount of inventory you had to put it in there, it wasn't like, oh, you've got so much stuff, but knowing that you had to have the boxes underneath where you had everything,
it was crazy. Well, and you know, we also, you know, a lot of tourist t-shirt shops will have like one or two or three designs. You know, we had like, I don't know, 15. And that was also really a huge part of growing this brand was, you know, we understand that people have different tastes and not everyone is going to grab towards one singular design. But when we do a design and we do put it out, we put a lot of thought and process and love into it. So
absolutely, you can say that. Okay, so I am a little biased. I swear by your Sherpa items, which they are incredible. But let's go into the inventory and what you have to offer for the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. So we, you know, our, you know, again, our promise to, our brand promise is really, we're trying to reinvent the tourist t-shirt shop. That's why we're here. That's our reason to believe. We're trying to do that. And I think that, you know, with that is, you know, original graphic design. That's something that no other t-shirt shop can really offer, wherever you go. And so we spend a great deal of time looking at where we are, looking at the beauty of Mackinac, trying to find those, the iconography and those magical things that can be animated through graphic expression. So one of our first designs that some people might know about is our icon, and that is our kind of Trojan horse head. People usually like to say, oh, that looks like a chess piece. We have some other designs that are a little more classic, like our signature design. We launched last year. We're really pumped to build out more our Mackinac spirit, our royal spirit, I should say. I also get confused on all of our nomenclature. Mackinac spirit with our new tagline, which we love, where horses reign. So that's a big one for us. We've got great kids merchandise, adult merchandise. I would say, you know, most of our, all of our t-shirts are unisex. Certain t-shirts gravitate towards certain colors. Although I will say it's really cool to see the young guys out there now wearing, you know, pimping out the purple and the pinks. That's a really big thing for the Gen Z audience. The guys like to wear the more, you know, floral colors and stuff like that. So I love that. We really, we've been gravitating a lot towards earthier colors. So we have some really beautiful earthy greens and things like that. But we have a lot of blue in the store. We are in Michigan. So there's a lot of navy. And that also just, it moves. So that's great. But we have adults, women's, toddler, youth. And then, yeah, we have our blankets, which are blankets and jackets, which are really popular as well. And we've got some great hats, dad hats, trucker hats, that kind of stuff, too.
Yes, I am a sucker for a trucker hat. I had a Sherpa hat, and I don't have it anymore. Caleb stole it from me because he felt it. And he's like, what's this? And I'm like, well, it's my, I don't have it. He has it now. So, but yeah, you're right, though. I think that's some, and I love that you have long sleeve shirts aside from sweatshirts. I think that is a huge one to mention as well, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like, you know, you learn so much. You know, you go into a business and you have a perception of what it will be. And then when you interact with the customer and, you know, I let all of our employees know every year. I'm like, you will be asked 1,000 questions. And because people come on the island, they may not have a plan. They may not have reservations for dinner. And we educate all of our employees on, like, when people ask, like, where to go to dinner, like, our favorites are the Woods, Carriage House, you know, places where I love to go get a beer. I love Horns. Horns is, like, my favorite place to get a beer. I love that bar. I love the staff. They're amazing. So, you know, we really do recommend things to people. And because people ask, they're kind of overwhelmed by, like, oh my gosh, there are no cars, there are only horses. Like, and you can tell that they're like, there's that aha moment of, like, we did not plan this correctly. So, you know, often, like, I'll call Carriage House or I'll call the Woods for people. I'm like, hey, do you have a reservation? Hey, Neil, do you have a reservation? I love Neil of the Woods.
Oh my God, he's amazing.
Like, known that man for 20 years, by the way, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
But, hey, we have some guests here. Can you fit people, 3 people in for 8 o'clock? And we really do help our guests because we understand that it can be a lot to understand and to comprehend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I completely forgot the question because I was...
Oh, no, we were talking about that. No, I just... about the long sleeve shirts, so...
Yeah, the long sleeve shirts. You know, it's interesting because we have so many women who come in and it's so funny. Again, things that you think how people will wear it and then how people actually wear it. So, when we came in, she's like, I love the Icon sleeve, long sleeve t-shirt. I wear it. She has, like, every color, by the way. Mm-hmm. I wear it underneath my puffer jackets.
Yeah.
And that's what she wears every day in real life as the undershirt. And then she's like, and I love it. And if I get too warm, I take it off, and then I rep your Mackinac gear. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool to see how people actually utilize the product. So that's been a really beautiful thing about connecting with our guests. And, you know, they'll send me messages, and they'll send me photos of we had some guests who were in, like, Norway, or they were in the Netherlands, and they had their Mackinac shirts on. They sent me photos, like, you know, and I was like, this is amazing. That's so cool, you know. So
I know.
It does really go everywhere. It's all over the world.
But I think what's great, I know that if I'm around here and if I have on a Mackinac shirt, people say stuff to me, or if I see somebody with one on, I mean, I automatically stop and probably annoy the crap out of them. But to be someplace else, then it might get people thinking, well, what is this place? Where is it? Where can we go? How do we do that? And then when they find out there's no cars, that really, really gets them, you know?
Yeah, totally. I think one of my favorite designs is our lilac. Last year we did a lilac sleeve, which was a huge hit. I mean, I really have to give my husband Marty credit for that. He does take credit for it. We get very competitive at our company about, like, whose design is winning. But that did really well, the lilac sleeve, and we had it on this, like, beautiful bone color, kind of a cream colored hoodie, and it blew. It was such a big deal. But I love our lilac island design. We hinged a lilac and shaped it like Mackinac Island. And all that at an airport recently, someone wearing our shirt, my shirt. And I was like, I didn't go over and say anything. I just, like, took a photo from afar, and I was like, wow, that's so cool that now people will ask her, hopefully, hey, where's Mackinac Island? And, like, what's on the back of your shirt? And hopefully all of our employees told her that, you know, we have the largest collection of lilacs in North America, which is so
amazing.
I'm hoping that goes somewhere. You know, you just cross your fingers and hope that that Mackinac story gets told and that we're able to bring new people to the island. So that's a huge feather in the cap for our team when those things happen.
Oh, that's so great. Was that your biggest selling item? Like, what is your biggest selling item?
You know, it's kind of all over the place. It's funny, we were kind of doing, we were exporting our sales and just trying to understand, like, what sold. And what is really funny is that things that you think will totally work sometimes fall flat, and then ideas that you have out of nowhere and you test it will just go bonkers. I think our one of our best-selling items, I think the lilac sleeve was huge, and it continues to be huge, and it's just also so beautiful. Really cool, because, like, the skater boys love it, the grandmas love it, the people love it. Our script, which is our cursive writing of Mackinac Island on the front, that has been such a big deal for us, and that's been really huge. And then, yeah, our royal spirit with our custom typeface on the front. And then on the back, below the nape of the neck, is our horse with a flag, and it says where horses reign. That really started to really move and gain some momentum. So I would say like those three are really, really, really big for us.
Do you see the lilac shirts? Did you see them really fly off last year during the Lilac Festival?
We did. Yeah, that was huge. Mm-hmm. That was big for us. We did 2 years ago, we actually did a lilac t-shirt giveaway during the Lilac Festival, which was where I think we had 30 people lined up out front and we could only give away 10, you know?
Yeah. But
I think we will be doing that again. So everyone just, you know, keep up to date. But that was also really fun. And, you know, I mean, the Lilac Festival is one of my favorite things on the island for sure.
That's when we'll be there in June. That's one of my favorite times to go. Lilacs are my favorite. And I always share with the listener, if you've not, but as you're describing this, I see it in my head. And it is so perfect because it does go so well with what is going on at that time.
Yeah, I love
and
that.
And I love
that's
that.
One of my favorite shirts. That's one of my favorite shirts for sure. And we're going to tweak it a little bit for this year, just do a couple little tweaks on it. Just from a screen printing, as we screen print it, there are some difficulties. And again, these are things that you think like, oh, this will be really easy, and then it's not. So we will be tweaking it a little bit here and there to help elevate it. So we're really excited about that.
Well, and I think because I noticed this in general, since COVID, athletic wear has become more of everyday wear. So your clothing goes so well in hand with that attire. And I love that your shirts that do have it down the sleeve give it just that little bit of difference. So it, like, you know, you were saying her puffer coat, but even if you had like a cute jean vest or a puffer vest and you have that, or you could wear that and have it with leggings and boots and it looks adorable. It really goes with what is in trend right now and loungewear with it too.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was, you know, I mean, I think, you know, as the world becomes more casual, which, you know, I actually really think is a great thing. I mean, there are moments when, you know, I know that the big discussions out there about like, no one dresses up anymore. And, you know, I have a lot of ways to break that down for the future, Heather. We're having a drink in Asheville. I can tell you my perception on that. But I think that like more casual world is a better world. It's more accessible to more people and the price point is more accessible. And so, you know, and it also looks good on people. So like, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I was ecstatic the other weekend because my niece came over and she told me I looked hip and I was literally like, is that
I'll take it,
but I was just being in comfortable clothes, but she goes, you're dressing like me. And I'm like, okay. And then I was all concerned, like, am I trying to be too young? But because I just want to be comfortable. And it's so cute, the clothes that they have out there, that it I love that it can fit any age category. At any age.
Well, you know, listen, I mean, we did live through the 80s, and so we lived through the aerobic stuff. So, like, it's not these Gen Zers are completely reinvented style. It just looks a little bit better, right?
Yes. We did the sweatpants with the tennis shoes. We did all of that. Yeah.
We did this. And the tube socks. Yes.
So are you adding any new logos to your inventory this season?
Yeah, we are actually. We're working on it. You know, it's funny. In the past, we've kind of like waited too long to get started on the design process. And then we're like, oh my gosh, we end up having to hurry. So we actually started on the design process in October of last year. We're like, when it's fresh in our minds, let's all meet together as a team. And, you know, now we have 7 employees at Threads, you know, between our different stores and internal operations and all of that stuff. So we're really pumped. We're going to have a new flower, the Trillium flower, which
I was going to ask if it was the Trillium.
One of my favorite things to do on Mackinac when I have time off at lunch or whatever is I love hiking the trails. And I know that, you know, not everybody can do that, you know, given physical things, but while I can still use my feet and I can walk up, you know, Fort Hill, I try to go hiking as much as I can. And I was out there one day and all the trilliums were blooming, and it was literally a blanket of these white flowers that looked so perfectly, like, geometrically laid out. I was like, what is this? Yeah. What's happening here? So, excuse me, I took the photo back to the team and I said, we have to do this. This has to be the next thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give that a really beautiful antique-y quality. It's going to feel kind of, it's going to be a blend of the old and the new. So it'll have a little polish, but it'll look kind of antique-y. And I think what I'm really hoping, and again, these are things that you hope happen, and you know, the reality is something else, but I really hope that as you wash it, it kind of fades in really beautifully with the shirt. So the trilium flower is going to be huge for us. So I'm super pumped about that. We're still working on it. You know, this is the funny thing about the design process. We started last year, you know, at our Asheville store. If people have a chance to go on the website, at AshevilleThreads.com, we do have this thing called the woodcut, and it's in Asheville. It's our beautiful black bear with the mountains and the sun and the rhododendron flowers, and it's a woodcut. You know, like you can see, you know, arts and craft movement as a reference. So we're hoping we can get it done for this year, but it would be our woodcut design to be our horse with the lilacs and maybe the fort, or you know, some elements behind it. So we're working on it. It's been a little more tough than we thought. Again, sometimes you have this vision of how it's going to look, and then when we go to the paper and we start to work with our design team, it doesn't always come together right away. So we're going to reapproach that. So I'm hoping we can do that. And then, yeah, we'll have a couple other ones I can't share yet because I don't know. You know, it's funny. Again, last year we had so many big ideas and they just didn't materialize in the way that we wanted. And we also felt like the lilac sleeve was going to be a big deal, which it was. So we'll have some more updates on some new designs soon. But the Trillium, I really hope everyone loves it. I'd love to hear feedback when we post it. If you guys have any ideas of any other ways you like to see it on any shirts, or please let me know. We take all that feedback really seriously. So I love hearing from people.
Yeah. I actually worked with a salon named Trillium.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And so when I was up there on a walk, I started seeing the Trilliums and it was beautiful. So when you were saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if he's going to do Trillium. It was, because honestly, I would not have known about that in prior to that salon at all. So that's going to be really neat.
Yeah.
But I think with you saying about that, you really concentrate on giving the right capture of what you're trying to put for the island on there, and not just slapping it on there and being like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, like, we live in a world now where everything is just mass-produced at such a speed. You know, we're consuming things at such a speed that I don't think any other generation has, you know, digested, whether it's imagery or verbal, you know, podcasts, Instagram, TikTok. Like, you're able to have access to so much, and it's like, I think, you know, part of Mackinac also is just about, like, slowing things down. It's all about the easy life. It's all about putting your feet up, like, praising yourself for being able to be here, like, you know, spreading some gratefulness at, like, the fact that you're able to enjoy this time and that you're, you know, healthy and you're able to walk around. Like, just gratefulness for all the things. But, like, you know, I just want to instill an artful vision for what it can be. You should be proud to wear it. You know, listen, people love to do the bar crawls and get, you know, pretty toasty on their bar crawls. Maybe you go into a t-shirt shop and you buy something because you've had a couple drinks, but like, you should be able and proud to wear it even when you come down from that exciting experience, and proud to wear it out. So
yes,
I think that's something that is really missing in our world of consumer culture and, you know, obsolescence of being able to buy things so quickly and just not even process it or, like, really fully look at it. And I think that, like, I think that the touristy shop category has had its run and its time, and I think that it's time to like elevate it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you know, our price points are reasonable. It might be pricier than other shops in the island, but we also really try to keep it at a reasonable price point for everyone. We understand that there are day trippers who come over during the day, and mm-hmm. we understand that people for weeks at a time, and we yeah. want to create that really accessible entry point to taking something home that you're proud of and that you'll remember everything by.
Right, and wearing it, because I mean, there's nothing that I know that I don't love to wear more than my Mackinac stuff, but yeah, it just yeah. it goes hand in hand with, you know, what you were just saying, and I appreciate that so much. But you're right, it is, because you know, when you would go on trips and you would go into some of those shops, I remember being younger and we would go in and, you know, you would always want to get some of the cheaper things because it was fine and you would remember it. But let's be honest, after a while, you just would throw it away. So I think it does point, and that's the one thing I will say on Mackinac, that a lot of those shops really do a great job, even just having Michigan artists come in there, all of it. And it's completely different with that, because sometimes it's a matter of, wait, I don't know if I want to get this or if I want to get this. And I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that makes a great point. So we were talking about Asheville. And yeah. So can you share a little bit more about yeah. that store?
Sure, totally. I mean, I think, you know, when we started this journey, it's funny, our friends were like, you guys are shopkeeping now. We're like, yep, we're shopkeep. We love it. And we really do enjoy it. But yeah, we really, you know, as we started launching Mackinac, we really saw that there was something there. We felt like it was a proof of concept, you know. We feel like, wow, people are responding to what we're doing. And, you know, Mackinac is 1 million people in 6 months. Asheville is 4.2 million people in wow. 12 months. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the season's Asheville's so mild. We only get 24 inches of snow all year.
Uh-huh.
And now the mountains up higher in the mountains, you know, if you're on the Blue Ridge Parkway, which everyone should drive on, by the way. The most visited national park in America was 16 million people. And it's so beautiful. And, you know, just pull off any exit and you'll find a microbrewery or, you know, a great little restaurant. But we just felt like Asheville was such an opportunity for us. And we started that journey probably in 2018 and 2019 too. We were kind of like, maybe Asheville will be our second store location. It's also only 5 hours from Cincinnati. So
I didn't know that.
It's pretty easy to get to, and it's, you know, the one thing that really kind of sold us, and we actually bought a house there, so now we're splitting our time between Cincinnati and Asheville, but one of the things that is so wild about the Asheville region is that Asheville is actually a subtropical climate because of how it's situated in the mountains and how the East Coast weather moves over it. It's a subtropical climate, but like in Appalachia. It's very odd. It's an odd thing. And you know, the culture is also very fascinating. And funny moments maneuvering the culture there. But we just felt like there was a bounty of iconography to express, whether it was the bear, the rhododendron, the mountains, the sun, the watering holes. I mean, there are 100 waterfalls with like watering holes where people go swim on the weekends. I mean, it's wild. So we just felt like, what an incredible place to do a second store. So we launched that in 2021. It's mm-hmm. going really great. We're really excited about it. Obviously, there are no horses on shirts.
Yeah. Yes.
About the bear and the rhododendron. We also have a really cool insect series called our Cloud Dwellers.
Cloud
Dwellers series there. It's all about having your head in the clouds and flying animals, flying insects. Mm-hmm. So our Cloud Dweller series has the beautiful Luna Moth, which is gorgeous. We also have our Leaf Cutter Bee. Leaf Cutter Bee cuts off the leaf and then brings it into his little domain and creates these hives with the leaf cuts.
That's
really cool. And we take a lot of time to research, like, what are the animals here? How do we express it what's the artistic vision? What's the creative pathway? Is it darker line? Is it more tattoo inspired design? Right. Is it more fine line and hit? Is it more woodcut and bold? So we really take a lot of time to figure out like how those things work. So Asheville is so much fun. We also have a lot of color block and tie-dye there, which looks so great. Yes, we have magic mushrooms because we are in Asheville. So we do have mushrooms. Yes. You have to have those there. Couldn't go without it. So we're pumped about Asheville. And we're actually launching a partner brand to that Asheville store soon. We'll be announcing that. So we're really pumped. And I will have to say, it's been really fun. Because of the Asheville store, we have people who come to the Mackinac store who have made special trips just to Asheville to visit our store. And
oh my gosh.
We go to Biltmore, and they always let Danny, who is awesome at our mm-hmm. Asheville store, our store manager, he's there every day. He's great. But yeah, we get people coming from Mackinac who are like, we heard about your Asheville store and we love your Mackinac store, and this gave an excuse to go travel to Asheville. And I just think that's amazing. Yeah.
I think that's something too, because Asheville, like I said, it's been so long, but something about that place, I fell in love with it. It just is a truly unique place. And
it
so
really
for
is.
Somebody to go there, and that's why I think I love North Carolina, because North Carolina is so wonderful. You have the option to be up in the mountains, or you can travel a bit further to go along in the ocean. Whereas I'm more of the mountains, be in the woods, but people that want to get the ocean experience, you can go along there too. And
totally.
I think that it's just, it's so beautiful around there. And and so I get why you love it too, because with Mackinac, you've got those two beauties like that too.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I really was not a big nature person, honestly. I'm really honest. I was a city boy. You know, I lived in New York. I lived in L.A. I live in Cincinnati. I live in the city. You know, I mean, it is a city. We have a streetcar. It is loud. Yeah. It is, you know, all the things. It's one of the most incredible cities, too. If people ever have time to visit Cincinnati, the food and beverage scene there is unbelievable. And the hospitality is great. People are great. But something happened during COVID. I really had time to really sit and think. I think, again, going back to how we consume things, I really had never had the time to like sit and think and like ask myself what was like kind of missing in my life. And nature was a thing. And then Asheville, we were planning that store. I bought some hiking boots, I bought a backpack, I bought a tent. And again, my friends are still like, who are you? What are you doing? What's happening here? But I really just, something about being in nature is the best therapy in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I found so much beauty. I've discovered so many things about myself. I've discovered so many, plants. I've discovered, you know, bears. I've met a bear here and there, which is kind of terrifying.
Wow.
I'm looking out for all the animals. It's really just been so fulfilling and joyful. And so that's been amazing. Amazing discovery. Yeah.
Yeah. I think COVID, while there was so much negative, there was a lot of positive, because there were people that, some of them, that they got different businesses started. Some of them, their creative outlets came out in that time that they never thought. And I think that that is something that is great to see. It helped you kind of be like, oh, I do have this time. And I think that because at that time you weren't able to do something, so then you were having to get out more in nature.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I gardened. I mean, I really went nuts on the gardening. I mean, I think I said March 13th. I'll never forget that day when the world shut down. I think we went to groceries right away because we knew what was going to happen. But, you know, I really was like, well, I have all this time. I've never had this amount of time in my life before to really ask myself, like, what do I want? What is this? What is this thing that we have? And I think that everyone goes through this in their lives, you know, and it happens multiple times throughout life, too, which I think is also really fascinating. You're always discovering new things about yourself or things that you want to accomplish professionally or creatively. And I just really was like, wow, like, I, as a kid, love nature. I was huge into science. I'm actually 3 credits away from my geology minor.
I lost
an aspect of that through working so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how do I regain this time? And that nature was a huge central figure in all of it. So I've really had a blast enjoying it. And now we go travel. It's less shopping, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yep.
My best friend got married in France last year. We were there for 2 weeks. We didn't shop at all. I mean, we went to some stores, but like, it wasn't like before. We were more going and hiking trails. So it just a beautiful shift, and the people that you meet along the way. And so that was just such an amazing, amazing thing that was presented to me during COVID. So.
Oh, I love that happened for you. I really do.
Thank you.
Well, now when the listener does come to Mackinac, how will they find you on Main Street for the shop?
Yeah.
Where is that located?
Really good question. So yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we always say like, I love, there's something about coming to Mackinac that's very Titanic. I'm not sure if you remember that scene.
You're so right. Yes, I'm sorry to ask you. But I love that movie so much, yes.
But I actually want to see, I was thinking about it the other day. My mom and I are on a movie spree. I'm hanging out with my mom right now. It's been so much fun to connect with my mom. And we've been watching a new movie every night. Now I've introduced her to some movies that she was like, that's interesting. I haven't gone over very well. But, you know, we watched Goodfellas. And she was like, wow, that was really powerful. I'm like, well, it's Goodfellas. But you love The Godfather, so I don't know. I mean, But there's that scene when Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and they're getting on the boat, and they're like waving goodbye, and it's just so momentous and beautiful. And so like stepping off the ferry boat, you know, from Shepler's or Starline onto the main street can be just so overwhelming. So we're in the main catalog of shops on Main Street, right? I mean, but I think what is kind of cool, we have our big threads decal, our logo on the front. We have a really beautiful cursive tee. So look, try to find the cursive tee. That's us. We're 7295 Main Street. And we're actually really conveniently located right across from the Mackinac Island Carriage Tours tour stand. So if you're standing on a tour, which by the way, everyone should do if you've never been to Mackinac, I think the first thing I tell everybody before you do anything, you really should take a tour of the island because it's the best way to see everything. Mm-hmm. But we're right across the street from there. Come in and say hi.
It's a great location. It really is. I love that you said that about Titanic because...
You know what I mean? The music cues up and like the boat sound, the boat horn. I don't know. There's something very... There's a lot of parallels to draw from there. So.
Yeah, I had such an obsession with that movie when it came out. I went and saw it every week that it was out until April.
Yeah.
And I remember there was the 2 VHS tapes. Remember when you wanted to watch it, you had to watch it on 2 VHS tapes?
I love it.
Yes.
It's a whole new world. Yeah, the VHS. Yeah. My good friend at the time, Ryan, I think I went to see it with him every weekend as well. I think he ended up seeing it. We saw it like 7 times in the theaters, but it was beautiful movie. So
it was, and now I can barely get through it because it's like as I've gotten older, like I realized what was happening, but now I'm like, I can't. It's so hard. But God, yeah, it was a beautiful movie. So are you currently looking for any staff? And if so, what would someone need to do to apply for a position?
Yeah, we actually are. We've hired one position. More seasonal person who'll be there from May until August. It's crazy. We had over 200 people apply for the job the last couple of years. We had over 250 resumes. It was wild. So it's a lot of work going through all of those, but we are interviewing tomorrow. But we accept resumes throughout the season. If you want to shoot us an email at hello@threadsofmackinaw.com. Or send us a direct message on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Please message. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, we also, if it doesn't work out with us, we love referring people to our friends in the island, whether it be Lucky Bean or Maize Fudge or Little Luxuries. So, you know, we share that stuff and we tell people, hey, please tell them that Micah sent you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's a short season. It's a long work day. So, yeah. You know, there are always jobs to be had, and you just never know what could come up.
Right. You're absolutely right with that. And so I always try to emphasize with that with people that are looking, and that's a lot of resumes to look through for you guys.
It's pretty cool. You know, it's really neat. We have a lot of fashion people who are really interested in fashion who mm-hmm. want to work with us. And we spend a lot of time with our employees helping to educate and inform. And if people have a certain interest, you know, we had a really awesome young woman last year who really wants to go into fashion marketing. And, you know, through our connections, we're trying to help her in New York. You know, we know some mm-hmm. people. So, like, you just never know. You never know what could happen. It's a small world. And, look at every opportunity as a growth opportunity.
Good point.
Good energy out there.
Yep, for sure. And then when do you open and close for the season for Threads?
Yeah, so we always open, we always get there on April 30th and a couple snow days happen, you know, the couple floor days. And we have historically opened on the 5th of May. Seems to be a day for us. And we usually close when the grand closes is usually our day. So the last weekend of October. I know that last year was a longer October or something.
It was
whole weeks or something like that. So, but we always do, Halloween, and then we skedaddle a couple days after.
Yeah. It was a longer one. And then what are the business hours that you are open?
Yeah. Oh gosh. I hope I get this right. Don't quote me on that. I believe it's 9:30 until 6 or 5 or 6 on the weekdays, and 9:30 to 7 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That sounds right.
Yeah.
We have a lot of Monday people who like to come and get their shirt before they leave on Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
So we sometimes open up earlier on Mondays, but it's a pretty solid 9 to 6 hours.
I think those are great hours because then they can get the stuff if they're getting the ferry, or if they want to go get the stuff right away and then they have it and then they don't have to worry about it. You know, when the day gets busier, and, you know, because I like to venture away from downtown when it gets to be so busy.
Yeah.
So get it in and then be done with that, you know. So you mentioned earlier you like to, you know, hike around. Is there anything else that you love to do on the island?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things, I mean, hiking, I have two trails that are my kind of go-to. And then I will also, I love the East Bluff. And there's an amazing trail off the East Bluff. And I also think those are my favorite houses on the island, actually, East Bluff houses. So I love hiking over the East Bluff. I go through Manitou Trail, Manitou, trail, which leads to Tranquil Bluff Trail. Which is my other favorite trail, and part of why I love Tranquil Bluff Trail is it has 5 or 6 overlooks to the east that are just stunning, and you truly feel like you're in the Caribbean. Also looks out on M-185, our state highway with no cars, so that's also kind of fun to see. Other things I love to do, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, we spend some time up there and my family comes and visits, but going to the Woods restaurant, I feel like, is quintessential Mackinac Island. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my most special things to do when we're up there, is to go to the Woods, have a drink at the bar, have some great dinner, say hi to everybody, and just enjoying there, during getting there on the carriage tour and on the way back is so fun.
Right.
It wouldn't be a Mackinac Island experience without the Grand Hotel. Love the cupola. I like the cupola. Another one of my favorite experiences. And then, because we're on our feet a lot, and self-care is so important, I love the spa at Mission Point. Lakeside Spa. I think they do a fabulous job. The front desk staff is incredible. Their talent is amazing. So getting a massage once a month is like in my... That's my self-care plan. We all have to have some type of self-care plan. And I'm on my feet a lot and, you know, on the computer a lot, typing. So I love getting a massage at Lakeside Spa. And if you show up early, they have a steam room, which is really nice, too. So I highly recommend doing Lakeside Spa. trying to think of other things. I love going Lucky Bean. I'm a coffee addict. I love saying hi to Carolyn at Lucky Bean. What else do I do? Just go on walks, you know, just enjoy the forest. Oh, I mean, listen, landscaping and Mackinac Island, the flower, the commitment to landscaping is probably one of my favorite things. Just looking at Barnwell, you know, Barnwell designs, checking out what's happening on the land, you know, the landscaping at the Grand Hotel, and the Secret Garden at the Grand Hotel. If you don't know about the Secret Garden, you have to go. It's so worth it. You know, get a good couple good photos, and that's another one of my favorite things. And I'll go alone sometimes and just like walk around, and it's just beautiful. So,
those are some great options to throw out there for people. We were lucky enough when we went to the woods, we sat outside.
Oh,
we
nice.
Were
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we went during the day, and it was, so we just had, and it was in September, so their menu during the day was a little bit scaled down, but I think we got almost all of the appetizers in the chair. And,
nice. And
then Neil came out and spoke with us. We didn't even, but he's
and the new menu looks great, and I like the new menu, and I think they've just done such a great job at, you know, keeping up those properties, the Grand Hotel mm-hmm. properties. I mean, the amount, the commitment, not mm-hmm. just the time, but the money that all of that whole team has done just such a great job at updating those properties, and just like kudos to that those teams there, like beautiful work.
Yeah, and especially where the woods is even located at, too, So can you think of anything else you'd like to share with the listener today?
I mean, I think I'd say just come in and say hello. You know, you don't have to mm-hmm. buy anything. We love meeting new people. We also have at our store these, you know, cute little QR codes. I know QR codes are now all the rage after COVID. I think COVID resurrected the QR code. But we have these really cool little cards that you can scan. It takes you to our website. We have all these awesome guides, kid-friendly Mackinac, where to eat, where to shop, all that stuff. So even if you're not
gonna buy anything,
come in and say hi. We love making new friends. We love to know where you're from. And we just love the conversation. So.
Oh, that's a great idea to do that for people, and especially if they are new, to do that. So real quick though, can you share where people can follow you at your socials so they know that?
Yes, absolutely. On social media, we're on Instagram at Threads of Mackinac, MACKINAC. On Facebook, we've got a really big following on Facebook. We've had some awesome photography we've been able to share. Facebook, Threads of Mackinac. We will be launching, be finally getting our TikTok going and all of that good stuff. So we're at Threads of Mackinac on there as well. And our website is www.threadsofmackinac.com.
Okay, so for the listener, that will be down in the show notes. So you guys can go in there and click in there. And then I will have all the other information on the Totally Mackinac Island podcast website, where you guys can also go in there, and even pictures of some of the items that he talked about today, so you guys can see what he has mentioned to go with too. And I can't thank you enough, Micah, for coming on here and sharing all of this. It is a wonderful story, and I'm so glad that you guys ventured up there and did this. The island gained something so much by having you guys up there.
I appreciate it. We love being a part of the community, and kudos and thanks to you for, you know, your storytelling. It's awesome. It's a lot of work, I'm sure, and coordination. Yeah. A lot of joyful coordination. So thanks for what you do as well.
Thank you.
There you have it, guys. Micah from Threads of Mackinac. I could talk to him forever, and I really do hope that I can get an opportunity to visit with him in Asheville one time. And I know we always talk about Mackinac, but if you have not had the opportunity to ever go to Asheville, North Carolina, highly recommend it. It is an incredible place to go, and I can't say enough about it. Threads of Mackinac is located in such a great spot downtown that you really cannot miss it, especially the bright blue sign there. I will have a photo of it on the Instagram page for the podcast, and then also on the website for the podcast. All the information will be down in the show notes that Micah mentioned. Do take into consideration some of the trails that he talked about exploring, because I think that is a great way for you to learn. And also, do remember that he is open, like, if you come in there and talk to him and stuff. But then you can see the store and see all that they have to offer. The QR code is such a great option to think about. I applaud them for coming up with that. So there you have it. I hope you guys also get on the website to check it out too, so you can have an idea of what you might want to purchase. But definitely go in and feel those Sherpa blankets. They are incredible. So that concludes this week's episode. I look forward to talking to you next week about our favorite place, Mackinac Island. Totally Mackinac Island is written, produced, and edited by me, Heather.